This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Okay, so I just watched the police body cam footage from Lindsay Scheiber and her husband when she called the police on him when they were fighting over the private jet prior to the Bahamas arrest for her hiring a hitman to allegedly kill her own husband. And it kind of seems like maybe Lindsay was trying to lie and misrepresent what the situation really was to the police. She says they were all going on a family vacation, even though her life was hell on earth. Then Robert busts her. Just watch.
So what's going on? Y'all are separated, or what's the deal?
We have filed for divorce.
Okay.
We're living in the same house that hell on earth, as you can imagine.
Okay.
Anyway, with us this morning, we have travel plans to leave, and he's insisting that I don't go.
Okay.
And then I have my keys. He moves me out of the way, starts trying to unload my car, tells me he owns the car, he owns the rights to it. Just got super aggressive, and that's when I called immediately because he's been physical before, and I'm just not doing that.
So are you just wanting to leave, or is he supposed to be going with you?
Yeah, we're supposed to be going with our kids.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know what. That's what I was asking dispatch. That's what y'all can do.
Okay. So what's going on this morning?
So in the last 3 weeks, maybe longer, she's had her couple's trip playing with the boyfriend and the kids.
Okay, but she just said you're going.
No, he went. I'm taking my kids, my three boys, to Bahamas. This
is your kids?
Yesterday, she says this is what she's going to change her plans, and now get on the airplane with the kids to go to Bahamas.
Not on to my boy.
And she's going to go to her boyfriend.
Elsewhere.
And you need to get to her house. That's what I'm supporting that. And you're not getting on the airplane, that mess with your kids, and it's just something I'm going to do. So, I'm going to fix myself an airplane. She, I'll make runs to me now. And it's a lead hunter. Look her number. Look her the other 50% of it. And myself, look at Maria's. To not have a new. So 75% says, we're watching the plane.
That doesn't make you get aggressive, push me out of the way, start unloading my car.
Push you out of the way?
Yes. At the back of the car.
Okay. Does that not push you?
He doesn't want me to go.
I'll raise it. That's your own face.
All right, pod people. So what you just heard was a TikTok by Annie Elise, and then it went into footage of an actual domestic dispute between Lindsay Scheiber and her husband. You probably have heard of Lindsay Scheiber recently, as she's been in the news since the beginning of August for actually hiring someone to kill her husband, and this would be previous to that, and one of the incidents that's supposed to give credence or not to the fact that she says that she was abused by her husband. She says he pushed her out of the way. She's going on a couple's trip with her boyfriend, and he is taking the three kids to the Bahamas. She would be going to Key West. Yeah, so zero marks on her. Doesn't really look like that dramatic of a scene when we pick it up, but I'm not sure what it looked like prior to the police getting there or whatnot. But that said, we'll dive into that later. First of all, you have Ben, Steve, and Christina. Steve, Christina, what's up?
Hey, how are we doing?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you guys? You kicking?
Yes.
Christina.
I'm still here. I'm here.
Nice. Steve, you living?
I am kicking like a 12-year-old on a soccer team.
Nice. Steve, you have any super exciting recent events that have occurred in your week?
You know, as happens, I did. Some listeners may know or not know, depending on which episodes they might listen to, my wife and I, foster parents. We've been fostering children for the last 4 years, and our most recent foster son, we made his official yesterday in court, and so we have a new son.
Nice. That is amazing. Yes.
Congratulations. Yeah,
congratulations.
It's exciting. It's been a cool journey. It's been wonderful.
And the journey's just begun. Everyone's young. So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Now, Christina.
Next chapter.
What exciting events have you had recently? You can't compete with that.
Oh, no. I moved my mom out of a house that had mold in it. And so that was...
Like whack-a-moles?
Just mold. The mold.
Right, like little fuzzy blind animals?
Oh, boy. No. Mold.
Oh, mold. Mold. Okay, I did misunderstand that. My bad.
Yeah, clearly. So, but, yeah, that was a big win for us, and she's in her new place, and she loves it, so that's a super huge win.
Awesome. Let's see.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I feel like you guys have shared, and it's my turn, and, ooh, I know, this is all I got right now. It's not super, like, anything as valuable as those items, but I spent tons of money fixing my super old car, and the dude was totally a swindler, right? Like, he never would quote me a final price. And every time I went, he'd be like, oh, but this and this, that. It's like, Ray, give me a quote. What is it going to cost me in the end? Dude would never give it to me. By the time it got to the point where I no longer felt it was reasonable to pay because it was well above the value of the car, Ray had my car in like 5,000 pieces, so it's like not like I could tow it out of there. And finally, by the end of him fixing it, it was an astronomical number that I'm not even going to say because it's fucking embarrassing. I got completely finessed. Anyways, that said, it does seem like it's going to be a minor repair, but I literally had that all happen 3 weeks ago with this monster bill. And it's not related to anything he did, but I am taking my car to BMW tomorrow to be serviced, to be fixed for a new repair. So there's that. So I have that a lot in common with Lindsay Shiver, because we'll find out later, folks, that even though she is going through hell on earth, right, like being detained and held for possibly plotting to kill her husband, she's only worried about her car breaking down. So, yeah, there's that.
Well, look, having a broken down car is a tragedy on par with losing a loved one. I mean, we can agree upon that, right?
I mean, it's definitely traumatic as far as it hurts your life, but no. And I know you're kidding. Yeah. No. In the scheme of life, it's one of those things where it's really annoying, it's really horrible, but like where I had to get with my mindset was, you know what, it's just part of life, it is what it is, and I'm still healthy, I'm still alive, and it's not really hurting me, and you know, I'm good, right? And I think
okay, so you're winning.
I'm winning. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Should we do this? Should we jump into Lindsay Shiver?
Oh, we definitely should.
All right. So, yeah, it looks like the pickup for her was like August 9th, right? So, this is all recent. Lindsay Shiver, American woman. She was a beauty queen, right? She married, what is his damn name?
Robert
Shiver, who was an Auburn football player. Do you know, Christina, if they met in college, or are we unsure of that?
From what I've been hearing, yes.
Okay. It would make sense, because, like, the wedding picture, they look young, right? And he looks like he was kind of a cool dude in the response. I don't know if cool is the right word. He looks like he was a little cocky, which, like, to be a college football player, I'm not saying they all are. I mean, that's pretty judgmental, right? It's a large pool of people. But some might.
Yeah, but I guess he was big.
Yeah. Oh, like he was good and well-known. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. And then she, of course, was a beauty queen. And, you know, whether or not they got married, we had kind of speculated prior to getting on, it could have been a status thing for her or him or both. But the way it kind of looks and the way things unfolded, it kind of looks like he might have been a little more into her than she was to him. But I don't know. There's a lot going on with this case. You guys have any ideas before we kind of jump into more detail? Or any thoughts on it?
The idea of like an Auburn beauty queen marrying the star football player, that's an old tale right there, you know.
Tale as old as time.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I just listened to part of that soundtrack while I was working on our road plans at work today, so it was fresh in my head. Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie.
Just please don't keep singing.
Okay, that was the last one today, I promise.
Okay, thank you.
Alright, so she marries this guy.
He always did kind of remind me of Belle's dad.
Her dad? Belle is my future wife, okay? I'm not her dad. Get up out of here with that.
Alright, Gaston.
I would not be like Gaston. I would cherish her and I would value her intelligence. I would encourage her to read her books. She loves books. Yeah, so Belle loves books. We all know that. Whatever. Anyways, back to Lindsay Shiver, her husband, etc. You got the beauty queen getting with the football star. Looks great. She gets on social media constantly talking about how great their family is. She posts this thing that says, like, the thing that makes a perfect relationship is two imperfect people who don't give up on each other. Which is a little bit curious, because I would say trying to get the other person killed might be completely the opposite of not giving up on them. But
that sounds like it was printed on a block of wood that she bought at Hobby Lobby, though.
It really does. She's getting, like, coffee mugs and then, like, reading them on TikTok. That's her attempt to be famous. So I don't know if there were other accounts of, like, where the police were called other than, you know, the one we had in the beginning as far as possible domestic disputes. But from the look of them, right, like, we've all seen domestic disputes videos and things, like, in true crime stuff. I mean, most of you, the pod people listening probably wouldn't be listening right now unless they were true crime people. And that scene didn't look all that bad at all, right? Correct? Like, nobody looked tussled. It all looked like, how the fuck did the cops end up in this scene?
Yeah, I think that for her calling the cops, that she was doing that to kind of get a backstory of, like, why, like, maybe self-defense at some point. That's the only reason why I think that she would call the cops. Because, like, she had mentioned, she was like, my life is hell living here. And I called you guys because he pushed me away from my car.
Right.
And yes, he is definitely, like, he has been abusive before in so many words. And it's just like, okay, so now that you got arrested, like, everything's kind of piecing together.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially because, like, we had discussed prior, like, just so everyone knows, right, like, this dude isn't just, like, we didn't go into the detail of the unfolding of the relationship, right, so, like, he's not just, like, my wife's going to Key West with her boyfriend, I'm taking our kids to the Bahamas, and, like, they're into that, right, like, it's, like, in April, right, this murder-for-hire plot gets discovered in August, but in April, like, several months prior to that, he filed for divorce saying that she was unfaithful. She filed the next day saying that he was abusive, right? So it could very well be part of the plan to try to get money in that process because they are not currently divorced, right? So that has not all gone through. But yeah, that would make sense since this all happens pretty soon after that. Right, so.
Right, because July was when they were supposed to go to court, and then it got pushed back to October. So clearly she felt like she had to put it in her own hands. So, yeah. You know, can't play God, lady.
Now, he has money. What does he do to have all that money?
All they're saying is that he is a businessman, but his dad was like a big wig in some food organization and was there for like four decades and is like worth $5 billion.
Yeah, you would think with $5 billion you might shed some on your son.
Oh yeah,
$5 billion, I mean, is too much to even spend on yourself.
$5 million house.
right, that's the kind of money where it's like you'd get bored if you just used it for you. You'd be like, I am fucking just straight up out of shit to buy today. I got nothing. I already bought six islands. I bought Mars. Yeah. Like, I straight up own Mars. It's mine.
Oh, boy. I'd be on Amazon way too much.
Yeah, but, like, you would get so tired of Amazon. You'd be like, I already ordered 100 things today. It's filling my mailbox, and, like, I don't even know what to do with this shit.
Right. To be completely honest, I think that if I had $5 billion, I would buy, like, a tiny house, because then I wouldn't have to clean it, and I wouldn't have to hire people to help me.
But you could afford to hire him to help you, and you'd be giving someone a job. You could pay them well. You could be like, you know what? I'm going to change this person's life. You get $100,000 a year to clean my house.
Yeah, wow.
Right? Maybe you could change lives.
Shivers, if you're looking for a house cleaner, I'm your lady.
Steve, what would you do with the money?
I would hire people to do those things for me, like hire people to shop on Amazon, like hire people just to manage all the affairs. I would want to just like live without having to plan, shop, or do any of that stuff. Yeah. I would just want the things there for me. So you hire somebody to clean the house. You hire somebody to manage your affairs. You say offhandedly, "Oh, it would be nice if I had this." And then somebody goes and gets it for me, you know?
Right.
Like, would you ask for Cheetos?
Cheetos?
No. Cheetos. No.
Like, the Flaming Hot ones.
Flaming Hot.
Can't just eat regular Cheetos. He's a fucking king. Come on. I mean, I think what I would do, honestly, and it sounds like I'm trying to be all, like, good guy, but I really mean this. Billions is just too much. I would probably give most of it away. And I'm not saying I would be completely selfless. I would make sure I had several million dollars to where I lived happy for the rest of my life. But I would also make sure all the people around me were also happy, because billions is too much money. Right? It's too much money.
True. Yeah, I mean it is.
Yeah. I mean, giving away is one thing, but, like, you know, starting your own nonprofit that you can control the output of it.
Right.
I feel like that's what...
And make it to where it can continue to yield money for other people.
Yeah, like, I would identify a problem that I think, you know, I could help solve, and then hire people to run the nonprofit to make it a reality.
Right.
So, like,
right.
Hire people for murder?
You know, if that was one of my problems, maybe.
Speaking of murder...
Call Lindsay, right.
I assume that since she was going to the Key West and the husband was going to the Bahamas... they had a home they owned there, right, where they would take their family sometimes. So during the video we had listened to, the clip in the beginning, he was going to Bahamas, but by the time the murder for hire plot is discovered, she is in the Bahamas, he is not, and she gets a boyfriend who, I never saw the picture or whatever, but Christina said he seemed like, what, a pretty sexy man? Bartender boyfriend?
Is that what I said?
You said pretty sexy, I think, yeah. I think that's what you said.
No, I did not. You're such a liar. He looks like a little boy.
All right, so he's a little boy bartender.
And well, he's only in his 20s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, he's a little boy.
Yeah, and I mean, not to... I don't know the truth of all this shit, right? We don't know the truth of all this shit. But it seemed like kind of what you were saying, right? Where he is, or she is... trying to make it look preemptively, like, early, like she's being abused. And the little boy, why would, if it's not someone that even looks like they make sense? I mean, sometimes people fall for people that don't make sense. But it's also possible she's trying to find someone to manipulate so she can do something like, "Hey, you got any friends that would want to kill my husband?"
Right.
Right? It's like all this, like, plan. Let me get myself a young-ass dude who will do whatever the hell I want. And then I'll get this taken care of, and then I'm going to get all this money. However, it's the stupidest plan in the fucking world, because if you file for divorce from your husband, and he is murdered, let me tell you who the first person they're going to look at is. Even if you didn't file for a divorce from him, they always look at the spouse first. And you got fucking blood all over your hands. Like, how are you getting out of this? You're going to reap the benefits of insurance money? When, like, it's going to be very obvious that you had something to do with this murder. Like, people are either super stupid or they're just so arrogant that they don't think there's any way anyone's going to suspect me. I'm a beauty queen. I'll get away with this shit forever.
Well, I mean, the only reason why she really got caught was because of a burglary that had happened in the same town. And they went to the guy's house that she had hired to actually kill her husband.
Who was a friend of her boyfriend.
No money has been exchanged, huh?
Who was a friend of her boyfriend.
Correct. And so they went there, and they confiscated his phone, and they found the text between Lindsay and this guy.
Yeah. Well, I would say this to your statement. You said the only reason they discovered it. I would say the only reason they discovered it prior to the murder occurring. Because as soon as the murder occurred, she was going down anyways. So, like, there's no way she's ever getting the insurance money. Right? Like, thank God for the husband, for Robert, that the plot was discovered because this dude's clearly a bungle, right? He, like, can't do anything right. Because my guess would be, since there was a string of burglaries and he looked like someone they needed to take in and, like, look through his phone and shit, like, he probably was burglarizing, right? He might have been committing other crimes, and right. Badly, so he gets caught, right? So, that said, they look through the phone and they see where she says she gets, apparently she's getting, like, fed up that it hasn't happened already, so she says just kill him, and yeah. They string it together with the other shit to figure out that there was this, they actually find on him, right, like the murder for hire plot, correct?
On his phone, yeah.
Yeah, on his phone.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got Shiver, who is 36, and Terrence Adrian Bethel, her boyfriend, who's actually 28, so he's not a baby, but he's 8 years younger than her, which is fine. And Farron Newbold Jr., 29, who is the hired assassin. It says hired assassin everywhere. Like, assassin just sounds to me like this dude's a professional, and from all right. accounts, right, it's like her young boyfriend's stupid friend who can't even commit a robbery.
He was just like, all right, I'll take 2 grand and a sandwich.
Right.
And I'll kill him.
And if you haven't actually killed anyone, can you be considered an assassin? Like,
no.
Wouldn't you need to say, like, a hired would-be assassin or hired failed assassin?
Right. Right. So, in the Bahamas, apparently, I don't know why she's allowed out on bail. But they put her on house arrest, right? Like, she gets out on bail for $100,000, and...
Yeah, but say who posted the bail.
Yeah, I mean...
That's like a huge part.
So, this is why I think her husband might have been a little more into her than she was him, because he posted her bail, even though she is being accused of making, or doing a conspiracy hire for, or a murder for hire plot to have him killed. And he's been like, I don't know how to tell my kids about her being in jail and whatnot. And like, look, I get it. You don't want to traumatize your kids. Their kids are young. But I would say don't say anything for a long time, right? You just kind of make up where she's at. But then later you'd be like, she tried to kill me, bro. Right? Like, I'm not saying when they're like 6 or 7. I'm saying when they're in their teens, you'd be like, do you know what that chick tried to do to me? Am I wrong? I mean, Steve, you're a parent. Would you never say that? I mean, they're going to find out from the internet.
Yeah, I gotta be the one to break the news, you know, because that shit gets out, you know, like, people know stuff, and the last thing I want is somebody else telling my sons their family business. But, I mean, if these kids aren't, you know, if they're young enough to where they're not, like, in public school or going to school at all, you know, maybe you do hold for a little bit. But I have a theory as to why he posted her bail.
Okay.
And it might be a little convoluted, but I'm gonna throw it out there for you. So they are about to enter into divorce proceedings, or they are in divorce proceedings. Now, he's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Or his family has a lot of money, at least.
He's got means, yeah.
She has a reason to, you know, be able to, or her lawyer can be able to make the argument that she should get a fairly large alimony because she's used to a certain lifestyle. That's an argument you hear in court all the time, right? Now, if she gets arrested and he lets her sit and rot in jail, and then she gets acquitted, then in the divorce, I think she has a stronger case of the suffering that I have been through. You know, I deserve to be compensated for it. But if he bails her out, whether she is convicted or not, he comes off looking like the good guy. He's put money down. He has supported her, even when she has done terrible things or been accused of doing.
Yeah.
So when it comes time to, you know, complete that divorce, and if she is acquitted, then ordered her there. Look at the money I put down, and that's then.
Right, and the money wasn't just money. The money puts you in our family home in the Bahamas where you lived like a normal life. Right. So, like, he gave her comfort back. That's a good point. And I don't know if that's it, though. Because, I mean, I look at the guy and I'm just like, he'd do anything for her. I don't know. It's hard to say. Christine, what's your speculation on it? Do you think he was a pathetic person? I shouldn't say that because this guy's the victim. But do you think he was someone who was so into her that he's going to do whatever she wants? Or do you think he was actually, like, plotting a way to give her less money futuristically? Which is pretty fucking...
I mean, okay, so your dad's got $5 billion sitting in the bank. And he has to have, like, an amazing lawyer at this point. And so he did not do that on his own. He was probably told, like, hey, just do this. Because, you know, that's the mother of your children.
And $100,000 is not going to hurt you.
You know, right. $100,000 is not going to hurt the bank, whatever. Just do this. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, she was a stay-at-home mom. How did he not see, like, $10,000 leaving the bank and going to, like, an offshore account? Like, it's just, there's so many different aspects of it that it just makes it very confusing.
Yeah. But my argument for that would be, like, maybe if you have these millions of dollars, you're from a family of billions of dollars, $10,000 leaving your account would be the same as if, like, $20 left ours, and you might not notice.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's possible.
Right, touché, I get it, yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to know what the motivation was, but you're right, he would have the best of the best lawyers, so if... It's almost had to be the lawyer. Steve almost has to be right. You guys almost have to be right, because if it wasn't the lawyer and he was going to do it, the lawyer would have told him not to. You know what I mean? The lawyer would have made the decision one way or the other, I would think, as far as what $100,000, you know? So, yeah.
At the very least, he is definitely getting counsel and advice because he can afford it.
Right. So, the courts actually let her out on the $100,000. She's on house arrest, and when she is let out, she says that she can't really talk about it. She's not able to talk about it, but she's like, I got other problems anyways. I'm really worried because my car is broken. So, in the middle of being, like, about to be on trial for, like, plotting to murder your husband, she's worried about her broken car. And, like, the chick's on house arrest in the Bahamas. I mean, let's be honest. With the kind of money she has, she probably should be laying low and, like, having DoorDash bring her groceries. She probably doesn't even need to be driving around. What's she even allowed to drive to? What does she need a car for? She's on house arrest. The only thing she would go to would be, like, her court hearings, right? Like, they're not going to let her go to the fucking mall. Like, what is she doing?
That's true.
I don't know where she is. Like, where she's on house arrest. Because I don't think that she's on house arrest in their home they share there.
No, but house arrest means you have to be at your house unless you're going to the court stuff. So it's like the car being broken, honestly, at this point in her life, isn't too important.
Right.
Well, it probably could be the house. That could probably still be part of, like, what the lawyers have advised him to do. Like, look, offer up the beach house as, you know, or the house down there as her, you know, house arrest place, you know, and she's probably getting a little bit of a stipend, but she probably doesn't have access to her own money at all. Like, he's probably frozen everything, taken away all the credit cards, you know, and but give her enough that she can sustain herself so that if she tries to cry poor, be like, I'm giving you $1,000. I don't know what she got. You know what I mean? Like, and then car thing. I think she knows that she's losing the PR battle or the battle for sympathy or whatever it is. I think she knows that she's getting.
So she's gonna get it by saying her car is broken. She'd be like, "And my car."
Right. Well, yes, what I'm saying. Like, I think she's grasping at straws. Like, I think she's just like, I tried to kill him, and this motherfucker put up my bail. God. Damn it,
he looks hella good. Because you know what I was thinking too when you were talking about the lawyer telling him to do that shit? You know what makes me look hella not abusive? Like, I didn't allow it because they're getting divorced. But, like, I didn't throw a fit when my wife got a boyfriend. When she tried to kill me,
I gave $100,000 and put her in our family home in the Bahamas. I am not a bad dude. Like, he looks like a shining star.
Right. And I am all about believing people when they tell you that they have been a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault. Like, I think, you know, people deserve the benefit of the doubt to like, lay their experiences out. But in that little video that you showed, like, the way she describes when she says, well, he's been physical before, that's vague bullshit to me, is what that sounds like. If he had been abusive, like, she'd be telling, like, specific facts, like, well, when we argue about the car, he tends to get very, very upset, she would give very specific details of, like, you know, he's slapped me before when he's been upset about money, or I don't know, but it felt very so vague of, like, well, he's been physical before, so I just wanted to preemptively call the police. Like, if you thought that was enough, then last time he was physical, you would have been on the phone to the cops in a heartbeat. Like, this dick put his hands on me, and I want him.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I sound like I'm, you know, victim blaming here, but I just don't buy it. People have to have integrity and credit, and I don't see any credit.
Right.
I don't see any reason to believe her.
Right, and like, I'm not saying that you can't be snapped by, like, if you're abused forever, like, people do snap, and, like, sometimes they can't help what they do. But if that didn't happen, you can kind of look at the other side of the coin and say someone who's willing to kill their husband is also willing to lie about him abusing her. Right? Because she's willing to do extremes. But like you had said earlier, like, if you're willing to have your husband killed, you also would be willing to turn him into the police for abusing you, and she should have been making tons of reports and showing pictures of black eyes and things that just don't seem to have happened along the way.
Well, I mean, I know why she decided to kill him.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
I know why. It has to be. Let's see here. He cut her off from from access to the luxurious residence and the family's private jet. Boom. There you go. Motive.
Damn.
Yep. Rich people problems.
He won't let me use the jet. It's like, I've never had jet access one day in my life.
You know, to further the motive for him bailing her out, like, if she's painting a picture of him as, like, an abusive husband, like, if you think of, like, a really hot-headed guy who enjoys being sadistic and liking, you know, you enjoy seeing your wife in pain, or you are at least, like, prone to hurting her on any kind of semi-regular basis, as she is purporting, then I don't care how many lawyers you have in your ear telling you that the right thing financially to do is to bail her out. If you feel the power of $5 billion behind you, you're going to say, let that bitch rot in prison. Fuck her. And you're going to watch her suffer, because that's something that you do and that you feel like you have the right to do.
Yeah.
I also feel like in the scene that we saw earlier, and I hope it plays well. If it doesn't, I'll describe it a little bit, right, where it's just, he's going to the Bahamas with the kids. She's going to Key West with her boyfriend. The husband describes that to the police. No one looks tussled. Everyone's dressed nicely. Like, they're just loading cars. It seems like pretty calm and chill. I feel like when she says that he pushed her out of the way, and he's instantly like, pushed you? Like, seems like, what the hell are you talking about? I feel like if he was someone abusing her, and he was, like, full of himself and, like, thought he could get away with anything, he would have been like, I just nudged her out of the way to get to the bags, or something like that. But he seems like, I legit don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Right? Did you guys get that feeling, or does that make sense, or am I reading too much into that?
No, I completely agree. It's kind of like one of those things where she was setting it up.
Yeah.
completely setting it up.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, too. It's like, you figure since he said she'd been planning this trip with her boyfriend for weeks, and he's got the trip planned to go to with the kids to the Bahamas, and then her whole thing is like, he doesn't want me to go, and it's like, he didn't figure that out in the last 3 weeks. I mean, you both seem to be loading your car. You look like you're in a nice sundress, and your makeup's perfect, and no one's been crying, and, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, I feel like he would have been telling her not to go for, like, weeks.
Well, I also feel like if you listen to exactly what both of them are saying, she's saying that they were going on a family vacation.
Yeah.
Even after she said that her life was hell living in that home. So why would you go on a family vacation with your kids and your estranged husband, if you, like, if you guys are not getting along and he is kind of being abusive in a way, like, mentally, emotionally, whatever, why would you want to go with him anywhere? It was more the fact that he was like, look, I'm taking the plane, you're not coming, and fuck all the way off.
I was going to say, they have a private jet. Okay, they're not riding commercial flights. Because I was going to say, if I was the police in this situation, if they were both on commercial flights, I would see if they both had a ticket. If he had tickets to the Bahamas and she had tickets to Key West, I'd be like, she's lying and she just filed a false report and I'd arrest her. But they're on a private jet, so we don't know what they're doing.
And I guess she owns 25% of it, and then there are two other owners. And
yeah,
they had both agreed that she would not be allowed to use the jet because she's dating someone else.
I think that's fair. If someone's a majority owner and now you... I'm not letting... Like, look, it's cool if you want to divorce me. It's cool if you want to have a dude, but your dude is not going in the jet that I own the most of. Sorry. Or her dude's there, though, right? So she would be going to see him. But still, like, I'm not gonna help you go see your dude. Right?
Yeah, it's a little confusing on, like, exactly where her dude was. Like, I have seen some TikToks where they're saying that, like, she was inviting her boyfriend on the plane.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing anything in articles, so I don't know exactly where the boyfriend was. If the boyfriend was in Key West or if the boyfriend was in the Bahamas, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
Maybe what they're trying to do, then, like, he's taking the kids to the Bahamas because that's where they have a house, and she's trying to get on the flight and then say, all right, after you guys get off the flight, Boy Toy's going to hop on, but we're going to go to Key West.
Oh, Lord.
And he's saying, no, you're not. The plane is staying there so that when we're ready, we go home. You can take your ass home.
Yeah, I don't know. But obviously, since she's in the Bahamas now arrested, like, somehow her and the boyfriend do both end up in the Bahamas. At a later point, though, right? This is months later.
Didn't you say that he's a...
Oh, he was going to Bahamas. Yeah, this is a totally different trip, right? She was going to Key West.
Yeah, he lives in the Bahamas.
Okay.
The boyfriend does.
Right. Yeah, gotcha. So maybe that she was trying to hitch a ride so she could grab him and head out there on the pump.
It's all like, it's rich people confusing. It's rich people confusing.
Yes.
You know, it's like, bro, like, someone's going to Bahamas, someone's going to Key West, the boyfriend lives in the Bahamas, we got this private jet, and, like, we're arguing over here to use the fucking private jet. Like, you're, like, freezing my funds, and that sucks, because you got millions of dollars, your family has billions, like, just problems I will never have.
Maybe if we substitute the word private jet for 2012 Toyota Sienna, maybe it'll make more sense to us.
Well, that car that I spent tons of money fixing is a 2007, so now the pod people know how dumb I am.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Lord. I got this other video. I don't know if it's going to play, but I want to try it. It says Camille Vasquez breaks down the case, so let's see if this does anything.
American woman arrested in the Bahamas.
South Georgia mother is accused of plotting to kill her husband. This case has clearly captured the nation's attention. What is it about it that has, do you think?
I think it has everything that people love to read and watch about, right? This cheerleader, former beauty queen, married to the football player, and she allegedly hired somebody that she was having an affair with and a hitman to kill her husband.
Well, first of all, Camille, Lindsay Shiver, who is she?
Lindsay Shiver is a married mother of three, and by all accounts, at least on social media, it seems like a really picture-perfect family.
What most of us know is things are rarely as they seem, particularly on social media. Talk to me a little bit about what is happening now and how it all started.
Well, it seems to have started when her husband, Robert, discovered that she was having an affair with somebody in the Bahamas where they owned property. He had hired a private investigator who had followed Lindsay down to the Bahamas, discovered this affair, and that led to him filing for divorce and seeking full custody of their three children. It was around this time that something else occurred in the Bahamas that implicated Lindsay's lover.
Her alleged lover, Terrence Bethel, seen here in a photo obtained by DailyMail.com, was questioned in an unrelated robbery at a local Bahamas bar, Grabbers, according to reports, when Bethel handed over his phone. Text messages were uncovered about the alleged plot with another local man.
What we know thus far is that there is allegedly a text message where Lindsay sends a picture to her lover and the alleged co-conspirator, the hitman, with a picture of Robert saying, "Kill him."
I'm curious to know the co-conspirators. What have they said?
The only one that's spoken out is Terrence, and while he does not deny their romance, in fact, he said allegedly that they are in love with each other. The only thing he has said in relation to the text message is that the text messages were taken out of proportion.
And the custody battle, there are three children in the middle of this, unfortunately. How has that unfolded?
From what we can tell from the legal filings, at least, there's allegations of domestic abuse on Lindsay's side against Robert, and then there's allegations of having extramarital affairs on Robert's part against Lindsay.
She's facing court in October. What is she facing legally?
If she is convicted of conspiracy or murder, then she is facing anywhere between 30 and 60 years in prison.
All right, so the court case, they're all due back in court on October 5th, as they said there. But there's a couple reasons why I wouldn't look at that. One, we did get a little bit more information because we found out that the way Robert discovers that they're having an affair is he did hire a private investigator. So, yeah, if you have money, you can do all kinds of shit, right? You fly your private jet, just like, oh, that shit chick might be cheating. Hey, private investigator, how much money you need, right? But beyond that, I like I said, that was Camille Vasquez breaking down the case. And if you don't know who she is, Camille Vasquez was Johnny Depp's lawyer when he went up against Amber Heard in his civil case and ended up beating her. She's like a new hotshot lawyer, right, because of that case, and it got her notoriety. So I just wanted to kind of see what she would say. That's and she's beautiful, so I don't mind watching Camille Vasquez.
You know, the way you talk about this, that the man, like, as her boyfriend, like, as if it had been, you know, a relationship that she'd gotten into, like, after the divorce. And so to find out that this is very much like the man that she's cheating on her husband with.
It also sounds like the boyfriend was the one who got caught with the robbery and the shit on his phone. And then the other guy was connected.
It's his friend.
Okay. I think she said it wrong then.
It was Farron.
Okay.
I think she said that the text message had gone to both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's why it sounded like it was him. But also, I think it's interesting to note that even before she was arrested for this murder for hire plot, that he, the husband, was awarded full custody of the children in the divorce proceedings, like, or in the beginning of it.
Was he?
I believe that's what they said. Is that, Christina, did you get that?
I mean, that's the big sign.
I think that he was going for full custody, but they were still living with each other, so I don't really know how that would have worked.
Okay. Maybe he said that he had filed for full custody, yeah. But I thought that he was granted. I thought it said that he was granted. Because if he was granted, that is a significant thing, saying that, because a judge, especially, you know, siding with the father's side,
it's huge,
granting full custody to one parent because of the other parent being unfaithful, is a significant, like, there's more to it than that. But perhaps I'm mistaken, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's all true. As far as her boyfriend, though, who was Bethel, he said, as Camille said, and like, or as they had talked about, that it was all blown out of proportion. There's nothing for any of us to hide. People are taking this out of context. We said it out of frustration. None of us have anything to hide. People are taking everything at face value and defaming us. So he either doesn't think that there's much that's going to come out of this, or he's saying what he's got to say to try to look as innocent as he possibly can, given the fact that they were just caught in this plot. What do you guys think? Is there any chance this is just some, like, frustrated people talking and it means nothing?
I just want to know if Lindsay actually paid the $10,000.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, if she paid the $10,000, that's a smoking gun. You're out of story there, right?
Yeah, and if there's more than just, like, a couple text messages that could potentially be taken in a snarky way or a satirical way, if there's more than that, if there's money been paid, if there's like a well thought out and mapped out plan that is in writing somewhere that you can trace back to them, then she's screwed. But if all you have is those text messages, then whether it's true or not, then she stands a pretty good chance of not getting convicted. In which case, like, you know, I think it goes back to him setting himself up to, you know, to pay her bail and to make sure he doesn't look like a bad guy. But yeah, they need more than just to, like, kill him in pictures. They need the money. They need him having bought a gun. That can be linked to this. Because, you know, you try to get her on the stand and she's gonna be, you know, if she's beauty queen or whatever, if she could present herself well and elicit some sympathy from the jury, then there's a pretty good chance that what you also might need is one of those two dudes to flip.
Mm-hmm. It could happen, especially with the friend who doesn't have as much emotional tie to her, right? If the other guy does either, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But this is my thing. Like, so go with me on this journey. Steve, how long have we known each other?
About 33 years now.
So long enough that we've both had girlfriends at some points during our knowledge of each other.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we've had girlfriends.
Right. So this is my thing. It's like, these messages, unless I'm reading this wrong, or unless we're saying it wrong, or unless I'm just understanding it wrong, they're having a three-way text where they're talking about kill him and sending this picture, right? It's a three-way text, correct?
Right.
At any point in our knowing each other since we were 12 years old, and you had a girlfriend or I had a girlfriend, did we three-way text with either of our girlfriends?
Well, to be fair, texting wasn't really a thing for a lot of our early girlfriends because the technology did not exist.
That's true, but given the context of the conversation, doesn't it seem odd to have a three-way text unless it's real? We are not old. But you guys want to see what I'm saying, though, right? Unless this shit was a legit let's kill this dude, having your friend in your three-way text is weird.
No, and so, you know, if you look at your phone now, you've got all kinds of little group messages where you're including these two people but not that person. Then you have another one where you're including that person and this person but not that other person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you constantly have these, like, inside conversations. And so if this is a three-way text, mm-hmm, there's a purpose for all three people to be involved.
There is a purpose.
And so if there's a...
But I can't see what it is other than to kill her husband.
Right. If there's a running joke about, like, and we should kill him, like...
But with his picture? Like, I could see... Like, I could see them being frustrated and be like, oh my god, what are we gonna do about him? He's causing so much trouble. And then she's like, kill him, ha 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 ha. But, like, and giving his picture?
Right. Well, and so, like, my example would be this. Like, I have two... My two friends at work, this guy teacher that teaches across the hall and this woman teacher that teaches next to me. We have a group chat for the three of us where we have like our shared inside jokes, right? We comment on, the other teachers in the building, district, and all of that, and then just private stuff that we've shared, the three of us. But then I have text message chains with each one of them individually about subjects that only concern the two of us, right? So what I would like to know, I would love to read a printout of the entire three-way conversation.
You'd need it. Them and see. You'd need it, yeah.
Are they bantering? Do they banter? Is there signs that this is a long-standing conversation? Because if you printed out the three-way text chain between myself and my two coworkers, you'd see just hundreds of just snarky, stupid comments and silliness, and you might be able to take one or two things the wrong way.
Yeah.
If you isolated it.
But yeah, and unless they're doing that, and isolating stuff to make up a story, like, they kind of said they were able to see the plot through the texts. So we'd have to see it all to know if that's true.
Right.
Ha,
ha, ha, ha. It's going to happen Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
right.
Check for $10,000. Ha, ha, ha. Make sure you wear gloves.
Ha, 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 ha. You can get even more of the money once I get my insurance.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a mess. Christina found this Facebook group, right, for Shiver, and most of the people, right, are against her, because it's like, from a glance, right, they obviously the media portrays things how they want to, too, but, like, she looks pretty hella guilty. But you got this one person on there who's like, no way she did it, like, you guys don't even know her, she's super nice human, blah, blah, blah. Any chance that's true, or like you said, we need to see these texts to even know what the hell's going on here?
I even need to see the receipts.
Right, I mean, if she paid anyone $10,000, I think the shit's over, she's a horrible human, right? That's a given.
Yes.
And look, for all the listeners, let me give a little PSA here. If you haven't already established with your closest friends that if you were to be demonized in the media, that they would have to defend you on social media, then what are we doing, right? Ben, you're with me on this. Like, you're my ride or die.
Yes.
You and Christina.
I actually already have mine pre-made.
Crime podcasts.
I have mine pre-made for almost any crime you could commit. They're, like, specified, and like, yeah, I've got them filed. I've got a file for you.
I appreciate your organization better. I'm going to be more spontaneous, and I really want to see the situation. I want to see what you're accused of, and then I can weigh in,
Nice.
Anonymously, of course, but I still got your back.
Fair.
Yeah, well, most of the people that are, like, saying nice things about her or whatever are anonymous.
Yeah, and they're probably, like, family members and friends, and they just don't want to be just dragged into it and destroyed in the process, and you get that, but I'm sure there are people that she's close to that really are like, there's no way this is happening, right? Like, everyone has people, right? So she's probably got people, and like I said, prior to this, on social media, she's posting all this shit about how great her family is, so she was living at least, she was at least portraying a different life on social media, and possibly she's portraying a different life to her friends and family as well, right? Like, even his family said they were just shocked and can't believe that this is happening, and I think it's because they probably liked her, right? That's why it doesn't make any sense.
Well, a lot of people live a completely different life on social media than they do behind closed doors. Like, you could be suffering from depression, you could be suffering from this, that, or the other, and you're posting, like, things that are positive.
Right, you're trying to uplift yourself.
You want it to be positive.
Right.
It's one of those things where it's like, okay, so if I say I'm rich, maybe tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be rich.
Right.
Is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to, you want to manifest stuff that you're interested in, or that you want to have happen to you. You're not trying to post a bunch of negative shit and just hope life gets better, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's fair. And, yeah, I mean, you're probably right that to an extent she's posting about how great her family is, not just to save face, but also because she wanted it to be that way. Like, I don't think anyone goes into a marriage, especially when the person's got, like, financial means and shit where, like, your life is comfortable, looking for that not to be a great marriage. She probably wishes that they loved each other and it was awesome, right?
Right.
All right. Any final thoughts on this case or anything that we missed? I think we pretty much hit everything that is out there now. Like I said, she's out. She's not really going to say a lot of stuff. The boyfriend saying it's all blown out of proportion. You got the husband paying to get her out in the first place. She's got an ankle bracelet. She's on house arrest. Her car's not working real well. And her friends are kind of supportive of her. So, yeah, anything else?
I mean, I did see that she had started drinking heavily and that drugs might have been involved. Whether or not that is true, I don't, you never know.
Right.
I do want to put one thing here, and I'm surprised Steve didn't get to this first, but not that you wouldn't have said it on your own, because I mean, I know that it's where your heart is, but like the biggest victims in all of this aren't the husband, who may or may not have abused her. It's not her, right? Because we don't know if she's guilty or innocent, but if she is guilty, she doesn't, you know, it's whatever. If she's innocent, then yeah, she's a victim too. But the worst victim here are the children, the three children who, if she goes down for this, not only do they lose their mother for a lengthy period of time, but also it's just, I don't know, it's tragic.
It's very tragic.
No. And most likely, someday they're going to, like, I don't know how honest and open the dad's going to be or other family members are going to be with them about this, but eventually, I would assume, but they're going to come across all of the media reports,
mm-hmm.
all the videos that were made, all the stories that came out, and they're going to have to live with that.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, how, not to be Freudian, but like, how much of who we are do we often link back to our parents and the way we were raised, the people that they are and the people that they were, and we think about that for our kids, and then they're going to grow up and be like, okay, well, 50% of me is a narcissistic bitch, or, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't, that's going to be trauma that's going to unroll over time.
Right.
And I do want to say, since you said narcissistic, and on her website, like the Facebook one, a lot of people say that she's just a narcissist and blah, 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 and that's whatever, but I do want to put that, just from the context of her being in this, seemingly, assuming the abuse isn't occurring, because like seemingly is all we got, relationship where she's financially secure at least, she's got three kids, she's got what appears to be the husband most women would want as far as the ability to take care of her. She's got a beautiful house, she's got a private jet, she's got the Bahamas at her fingertips. To go off to the Bahamas and risk throwing that all away for some random bartender, to me, screams like mental illness, right? Like, that's like almost like a manic thing or some sort of, right? Like, so she might deserve some sympathy regardless of what happened, right?
Nah, I'm not ready.
Really, Steve's not ready.
I'm sorry. No, but I mean, like, if this is all true, and like she went off with that dude because she needed somebody to acknowledge her and to like hit on her and to make her feel sexy and like she was the only person there. And like, I first of all, I get the need to want to feel loved and acknowledged and whatever. And even if the husband wasn't abusive, maybe he was neglectful, or, you know, like. But at the same time, like, you've been with him, you have three kids, shut the fuck up and raise your kids and take care of, like, your life around you, and stop needing the approval of some fuckboy bartender to make you feel better about yourself. That's fine. Mental illness, whatever, but weakness also. Just straight up, like, narcissistic weakness.
Yeah, and I mean, it's possible it was narcissistic weakness, but if it was mental illness, then the point of that would be that she couldn't control it, right? Like, so
yeah, but I bet she could have afforded therapy.
Yeah, yeah. She could have. What you can control in mental illness, if you're not taking care of yourself, and then you get to the point where you're doing things that aren't great, then you are kind of to blame, right? Because taking care of yourself is part of that.
I'm still not there for her, and I'll tell you this: like, I don't feel any sympathy, but you know, I do think that there is a forgotten victim here, and I have already set up a GoFundMe page for her car. You know, because who's going to take care of that?
I mean, look, if her funds hadn't been cut off by her husband, it would have been replaced with a Lamborghini. So she is not living the lifestyle she used to. So if she does get off for this crime, she is going to destroy him unless he has the best lawyer in the world in that divorce case.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she will, because he has done nothing. Like, I feel like he's winning. I'm just talking about from like the news standpoint and what's provable. He's done, like, if she can produce more than just that, like, fake-ass police report, you know, body cam footage of her being quote-unquote abused. If she has, there's other things. If she's got proof that goes back that shows that he is an abusive piece of shit, like, oh, he's gonna get took.
Right.
But if none of that is substantiated, if there's no, you know, and all we have to go on is what we have now, she's gonna look bad, and he's gonna look good for bailing her out and giving her the Jamaica home, and, like, you know,
yeah,
being the cuckolded husband who's, you know, was the subject of a murder plot.
Yeah, here's so my I get it that, like, every case is different, but here's my biggest reason why I don't think abuse is occurring. So abuse, primarily, like, its main function is the ultimate control over your partner, correct?
Right.
So if he needs this ultimate control, and he had just found out, like, 3 weeks prior to this through a private investigator that she's cheating on him with some dude in the Bahamas, I feel like she would have bruises on her face if he was an abusive person. Like, this would be the worst case scenario for an abuser, right? He would just snapped.
Well, and I feel like, maybe I'm a plain dime store psychologist here, but, like, I feel like the person that she would run to would reflect her victimhood. Like, she would seek out someone who would maybe be, like, capable of protecting her. Like, if she was having an affair with her divorce attorney, I feel like that would be a better argument that she was potentially being abused, because she would see her divorce attorney as a person with some power to help her out of the situation.
Yeah.
But she chose it, like, what did we say, a 28-year-old fuckboy bartender in the Bahamas?
Right.
That, no. Girl wants playtime. Girl is bored and wants some playtime.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're, like, 28 fuckboy Bahamas bartender, this probably isn't the first time you cheated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, so, yeah. I just, to me, it's like, he knew it was happening enough to get an investigator. I feel like you're not too worried about him abusing you if you're doing this shit, right? I don't know. I could be looking at it wrong. I just feel like you said, you would go to someone that would protect you, not someone who can't protect you at all and, like, seem to have no fear. And he just found out about this 3 weeks prior to the police coming in on this, and this actually looked like a pretty chill scene, right? I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, pod people, let us know your thoughts. Hit us up on ThroughTheAbyssPodcast.com or through Facebook. ThroughTheAbyssPodcast.com has access to all of our podcast platforms, such as Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, etc. And as Steve said on one of our last episodes of our new show, the Proclivity for Positivity, definitely get on those podcasts, right? And like, subscribe, and you can leave messages there too, right? Like, if you have something you want us to do in the future, let us know. You can tell us that on Facebook as well. And yeah,
if you write a comment, then each of those ratings makes it more likely that other podcast listeners will see
out there as an option. So it puts it out there for more people. So please do that.
Awesome. Christine, any words of wisdom or we Audi 5000?
We are Audi 5000.
Right,
it was great discussing Lindsay and her hot mess situation.
Do you think her car was an Audi?
It was an Audi 5000. Audi 5000. All right, pod people, keep it real. Keep it spooky. Spooky stuff.